Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey, Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, I hope you're out there appreciating your tongue. Just before you go to bed tonight, just hug your tongue closely. Tell your tongue how much you love it, because you never know when it might be your tongue's last day. Also, we have successfully tracked down some of the Decorate cast. It is now time to track down the props. Not as successful as the cast, which is interesting. You'd think objects would be easier to track down than people. Not the case. A woman has been diagnosed with climate change. I have not molded two sentences together. I repeat, a woman has been diagnosed with climate change. What does that mean? Talk about it soon, but first things first. The Beatles' Get Back documentary to launch over 3 days from November 25 to 27. That's good news all around. Good news for all the Beatles fans out there. The forthcoming Peter Jackson-directed The Beatles' Get Back documentary will offer a revelatory look at the band. As we await its premiere, here's what we know about it so far in the three-part documentary. Well, it was made with full cooperation from the band. You got Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. They've sung the film's praises. Yeah, I want that. Yoko's on board. George Harrison's widow, Olivia Harrison as well. They've all offered their full support of the project. This is promising signs. I've looked at the trailer. They've got like a fat 3.5 minute trailer on YouTube. Well worth a look. Here's a little bit of it.
We're talking about 14 songs we hope to get.
I've got a feeling.
How many have we already recorded good enough?
None.
Oh, yeah. And none of us has had the idea of what the show's going to be.
I've got a feeling.
I would dig to play on stage, you know. Nobody else wants to do a show.
I think we've got a bit shy.
Oh, you just get a bit of goosebumps. It will be the ultimate fly-on-the-wall experience. It's like a time machine transports us back to 1969, says Peter Jackson. And we get to sit in the studio watching these four friends make great music together. It's going to feature the famous rooftop performance in its entirety. This is good news as well. Still coming up, Trump. Jackson also explained in the same interview that they adopted technology from the film that they shall not grow old to balance the film's colour palette, but little else has changed. Oh, the Beatles in colour. Unseen footage from 50 years ago. This is all great. I'm getting real excited. I'm getting hopped up. I'm thinking November 25. It's only 2 weeks away. It's a fortnight today. It's going to drop. It's going to drop. I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to be watching the documentary over 3 nights, really getting amped up, really getting my knickers in a twist. Then this last bit here. The documentary will air on streaming platform Disney Plus. Oh, no. I don't have Disney Plus. I look through my streaming platforms. I pay for Netflix. I pay for Kao. I pay for Binge. I pay for Amazon Prime. No Netflix. No Disney Plus anywhere to be seen. And I thought, hang on a second. That doesn't matter. Surely some people out there have Disney Plus.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
What I'm looking to do tonight is slightly on the cusps of legality, with a high degree of trust involved, I declare the market open.
The streaming service Stock Market is now open.
Anyone got an Apple TV? Apple TV account for an Amazon account?
Got a client who wants to trade KO for Binge? KO for Binge, anyone?
Anyone pay for Foxtel with a drama package?
I can do you a sweet deal with a Hulu customer.
Can I strike a deal, a streaming platform deal, with anyone out there on 133353? I have made it public that yes, I have many goods to share myself. I've got my Netflix account, I've got my KO, I've got my Binge, I've got my Amazon Prime. What I'm looking for here is, I guess, a trust system, an off-air based agreement where someone with a Disney Plus account will give me their password and username for me to use for 3 nights only, just during Beatles hour, to enjoy the documentary. And in return, I can offer them anything from my range of stocks that I have. You're probably thinking, hey, rich guy like you, why can't you just fork out the extra $11.99 a month for Disney Plus? No, can't. Maxed out. All maxed out. After the news today, Netflix rates have risen from $19.99 to $22.99. All of a sudden, I'm wearing thin. KO, I'm paying $25 a month for. We're in that weird off-season where the cricket hasn't started and there's no footy on. The second I delete that, I know something will come back. I've got that value there. I got Binge the other day, thinking, oh, yeah, I'll just get this for like a week or so because the new Curb Your Enthusiasm series has come out. I'll just buy it for a couple of nights and then I'll just cancel it once I binge watch that. Not the case. They're drip feeding that one show every Monday. That is not a binge. paying through the nose there. That's $14 a month. I'm disappointed there. Amazon Prime, $6.99. I have a whole selection of streaming platforms. Can I possibly broker a deal with someone? On 133353. You can watch anything on my streaming platforms. I'll give you my password. I'll give you my username. You can watch it for anything that you've been thinking, oh, I need that. I wish I could have that, but I don't have that streaming platform. That. If you have Disney Plus, 133353, the trading floor is open. Can we manufacture a streaming platform deal? Matthew in Coogee, good evening to you.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Keen to broker a deal?
Look, I've got my girlfriend here, and she's been pestering me to get it for months. And so I don't actually have money, hard money on me, but would you be willing to wager it to me?
What?
If I beat you in scissors, paper, rock, can I get that account?
No. This isn't how the deal works. I'm not just giving away my stuff. You can't just, if I lose, I give. You need something in return. This isn't just, oh yeah, I'll give you all my access. This is a two-way street. I mean, I'm not a madman. I'm not just going to give away my stocks.
Well, ridiculous. Isn't that how you barter with someone? It's like, listen, you...
He doesn't have anything of value. He's
thinking you're going to sign up for Disney Plus pay.
He thinks I'm just giving out free subscription. This is not a competition, guys. It's a two-way street. This is, if anything, I want to win. This is my own competition.
Okay, no, Danny, shall we make it simple? It's like your mate shouts you a beer at the pub, yeah, and you shout him one back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought it was simple. I thought a 4.5 setup of me describing what I needed and what the listener could potentially have was simple enough. Sue, in Culloden, you're not here to win some sort of competition that you've just made up on the spot, are you?
No, Danny, good. Not at all.
Good. Oh, thank God for that. So, I mean, what do you have? Because I've got things. I can trade.
I have the Disney Plus app on my phone.
Now, I don't know how the apps and stuff work. Will this translate to my laptop screen? Because I don't think I'm open for business if I'm only watching this documentary on my iPhone.
No, well, I only use it for my grandchildren to occupy them for a short period of time.
Okay. Now...
My granddaughter likes Peppa Pig.
Yeah, great. And like I said, I'm not in the business of Peppa Pig. It's a 3-day deal, and I'm happy to throw your grandchildren something in return. There's plenty of kids' stuff on Netflix for them, and maybe a little bit of sport on KO, maybe an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary. Look, it's in the running. Probably not the golden deal. I'm not getting hair stand up on the back of my neck. Damien, hello.
Daddy, how are you?
Yeah, good. What do you have? You got the Disney Plus?
Yeah, I do. It's my partner's account, and right. I spoke to her about it.
Okay.
And she'll like a couple of hundred cash.
Yeah. No. See, that's where you lost me. I was going to say, I probably need to get a guarantor signing from the partner, but no, there's no way that a couple of hundred cash will be doing the deal. This is a stream-for-stream
Hang on
sort
a second. Can you sign up for a year under $100 for Disney Plus? What is going on here?
Guys, you see this on Gumtree all the time. You offer something for a pretty good deal, and then people try and take the piss. And no, please, no time wasters. Tom. In New South Wales. Hello.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, thank you. I'm just looking for a serious deal, man to man, uno to uno.
Yeah, mate, I'm really easy. I just want a Triple M t-shirt.
Can probably be done. Yeah, the only thing, once I start bringing in the promotions side of the business, all of a sudden they'll want their cut. You know how these people are. All of a sudden they're trying to be... all sorts of sly business tactics going on the side. I mean, I don't have any Triple M shirts myself. If I had one, I mean, I've got a jumper at home.
Well, what about just a T-shirt signed by Danielle?
I could probably do that, actually.
About the jumper?
I'll take the jumper.
Well, I could cut the sleeves off for you. I wouldn't mind just keeping the sleeves for myself. They're pretty good sleeves. So if you want a T-shirt and I'll sign it, I mean, it is black, so I'd have to sign it with one of those whiteout pens. It's probably the front runner at the moment, Nelson in Langwarrin. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you. You sound like an upstanding guy. This is a guy that I'd be keen to do business with.
Oh, definitely.
Do you have Disney Plus, though?
I do, definitely. It's under my name as well.
Wow, all signs point to yes at this stage. Now, let me unleash my trench coat with Netflix, KO, Binge, Amazon Prime, anything that I can tempt you with.
Honestly, I'm just happy to help another mate out.
Wow. It's been a hard day. I think we've got a deal, guys. I mean, my dad always said if it's too good to be true, it usually is. This isn't some sort of fake scam or something. I mean, if a bloke just unloads some free speakers in the back of his car, says, hey, mate, take these. Usually I'm a little bit wary. Nothing, just a good, decent Aussie guy out there tonight.
Happy to help out.
Don't want a Spotify deal. You don't want any audio-based streaming accounts.
No, I'm good. I'm just happy to help out.
Wow. Take your password off the air. I feel a little guilty. Yeah, I mean... at least let me send your daddy daycare on Blu-ray or something.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Doctor diagnoses woman with climate change in a world first.
It's mad bonkers.
Well, not as mad as you'd think. A Canadian woman has become the first patient in the world to be diagnosed as suffering from climate change after she developed breathing difficulties following an historic heatwave. Dr. Kyle Merritt said his diagnosis of the woman in her 70s was his attempt at processing what he was seeing. This is thought to be the first climate change has been given as a cause of suffering by a medical professional. If we're not looking at the underlying cause and we're just treating the symptoms, we're just going to go keep falling further and further behind, Dr. Merritt said. Marina Romanello, she's an author of the International Medical Journal Lancet's 2021 report on health and climate change, praised the doctor's very wise decision. Yeah, well done, Doc. Good diagnosis. She said, I think it's really great that medical professionals are starting to bring visibility to the fact that climate change is actually a health hazard. Oh, so true. I think we've actually got some audio of the live diagnosis as well. Got there as quick as I could. What do we have?
Female, 35. We're suspecting she's suffering from something quite mysterious.
Right. What are the symptoms?
Rise in temperature.
Okay, yep.
Uncontrollable farting.
So she's having trouble dealing with all the CO2. Interesting.
She's claiming her pubic hair is burning.
Yep, bushfires, classic sign.
Classic sign of what?
Climate change. Oh, I think she's suffering from climate change. I wasn't sure, but the bushfires, that's just too much of a coincidence.
What do we... Then... Do we just shave off the pubes?
No, that's deforestation. It'll only make things worse.
Right, right. She's crying uncontrollably, Doctor.
Yep, that's the devastating floods. Right on time.
And Doctor, she's got terrible acne on her back.
Yeah, that'd be the oversupply of oil that's only going to add to the problem.
Okay, she claims that she went on a 30k bike ride and that's when things got bad.
Ah, okay, ask if she can do it again.
What? Ride another 30 kilometres? Doctor, I don't think she'll be able to.
Look, just give it a go, okay? It'll help... It'd help a lot if she recycled.
Oh, Doctor, now her temperature's dropping.
Oh, no.
Isn't that a good thing?
No, it's dropping too much. It'll cause those glaciers on her back to shrink, but don't be fooled. This man's big trouble.
Should we call in Dr. Morrison?
No. He'll just make things worse.
Danny Lakey has been rinsing the nation and repeating each night to find the cast members of the classic Australian commercial from 1988 for Decoray Shampoo.
As I shampoo my hair.
And we track down some cast members.
Mark, is this you, Mr. Decoray Chest Man?
Yes, it is.
But last night, the truth came out. What Lakey really wants to do is recreate that commercial.
It has always been my dream to feature in my very own makeshift Decorate commercial.
We've got some actors on board. Now, all we need are the props. Can we track down a bottle of the discontinued shampoo brand Decorate?
It's the yearly track down!
Yeah, okay, sure. Maybe it was a bit more of a convoluted plan to star in my very own Decoray shampoo commercial. So what? Decoray won't come to me. I'll come to Decoray. We have tracked down two of the big wigs. Now all we need is a bottle of Decoray shampoo. This shampoo was discontinued many, many years ago. It would be a minor miracle tonight. But you just have to ask the question on 133353. Do you have access to an old bottle of Decoray shampoo? Now, we'll put 2 minutes on the clock here. I mean, time is of the essence. There's no time to just be dilly-dallying around, playing another song, hoping and wishing, crossing fingers, etc. And I was planning on just using a old Head & Shoulders bottle and maybe printing out a Decoray logo and copy and pasting it onto the top when we do shoot the Decoray commercial over the weekend. But something gave me a glimmer of hope. On eBay right now is a $15 vintage Decoray shampoo and conditioner bottle, brand new, in packets. Plus $9.20 postage and handling, apparently located in South Australia. This gives a small beacon of hope that maybe there is a small undercurrent of excess Decoray shampoo bottles still getting around in the community. Whether this is translated to the classic Triple M listener who listens between 7 and 8 each night, remains to be seen at this stage. Minutes ago, no calls coming through, but it's good to
Danny,
have backups.
I'm concerned. Look, the phone lines are open. Please call. I'm just a little bit concerned. Is it legit?
The eBay ad?
Yes.
I had the same skepticism. Seller information has sold 568 times, 100% positive feedback.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a good sign because you want that one out on eBay. But, I mean, this bottle is so old. I mean, I'm surprised that it hasn't sort of degraded.
Yeah, I know. You would think that plastic, with this amount of time since Decoray production, it probably would have dissolved. I don't know. Maybe it's kept in some sort of air-sealed tight container.
Maybe a museum. Maybe it's in the museum of shampoos that we just haven't discovered yet.
No matter which way you look at it, $15 is a steal because from what the phone lines are saying, no one owns any Decoray. This is more of a collector's item now, right? I mean, if I were to purchase this, I would all of a sudden just think, is it even worth me breaking out of the box itself? Maybe I should just sell this for a profit. Surely there's an appetite out there, and we are done, unfortunately.
No, disappointed.
Well, look, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make someone just hang on to Decoray forever. I mean, it was such a great shampoo. Why would you? Who in their right mind would not use the shampoo after purchase? It brings me great pain, but great pleasure at the same time to announce that the Danny Lakey Show will be investing in the $15 vintage Decoray shampoo and conditioner, bottles vintage, new and packet. Buy it now. Buy it now, producer Renee. I know you've got the webpage
out
there.
Yes, I'm going to buy it now. Do you think we could do a deal on the postage? I mean, that's quite expensive.
Standard shipping. Maybe we could up that to the express. Estimated 7 to 10 business days. Time is of the essence. The show's almost over for the year. No time for PayPal. MasterCard. 5163.
I was going to use the bosses.
610. And no time. 2291. You know, see, probably more of an off-air conversation. But time is of the essence. I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but how's this for the headline? Melbourne girl suffers tongue injury after eating sour warhead. Oh no. An Aussie girl has suffered chemical burns on her tongue after eating the sour lolly. Willow Wright chucked roughly 10 extreme sour warheads into her mouth and didn't think anything of it. Oh, please, always one warhead at a time. However, as the candy was doing its thing, the young Melbourne girl said she started to feel like something was wrong. Her hunch was correct, as the lolly sparked a chemical reaction on her tongue that caused horrifying burns. The burns ended up creating a large divot on her tongue after the skin literally peeled off. Yeah, can confirm. Got the photo here. A real big chunk taken out of the tongue turf. Willow was rushed to the doctor to see if anything can be done. However, the GP explained that they could only really suggest ice and Panadol to cool the swelling. Very little could be done when it comes to the tongue, I think. How do you even begin to fund research for tongue injuries like that? You've got to back the tongue in to recover. I hear that it is one of the quickest repairing things in the human body. I'm amazed there aren't more tongue injuries out there. I'm amazed I'm not doing this every night, to be completely honest with you. Dental Association of Australia, the DAA, Jonathan Tayo, has since issued a warning to parents that kids should avoid these lollies in large quantities. The sour warhead lollies in particular can be very dangerous, he said. Products with this level of acid or pH can cause chemical burns to cheeks and tongue. And we've all had a warhead before, and if you get your tongue on a weak day, chaos can ensue. 133353, tongue injuries. Get a tongue injury. No injuries for my tongue. And I've had heaps of acid on it before.
Lady, I'm so surprised you've never had an issue with your tongue.
Not really. Had it pierced once when I used to live in London, and then the piercer, I think they just say it out of like pure responsibility, like, well, you can't drink for a few days, might get infected. And me being a raging alcoholic at the time, living in Camden, thought, yeah, mate, easy. And went drinking straight after, and it was fine. I mean, it was a bit swollen for a few days, but nothing massive. And I used to play a bit of footy. No mouth guard, irresponsible, I know, but nothing ever came towards then. Has a man ever bitten his own tongue off?
That's pretty intense.
Well, I mean, how far does the tongue go? How far did the tongue injury stretch tonight on 133353? Anything more than a slightly burnt tongue, I think we'll take. Have you had any tongue injuries? You know of any tongue injuries?
The only one that pops to mind is I had this boyfriend on the Gold Coast, and he got a tongue ring, and then he thought it'd be cool to go fishing, caught this fish with his mates, came home, cooked it up, ate it, had an allergic reaction, to the fish and his tongue ring was still in, and all of a sudden his tongue was like exploding. It was raced to emergency and they had to pull it out.
Whoa. What was the fish?
I know, some, maybe a perch, I think.
The old perch.
This is going back a while.
Ah, yeah, the warhead of the ocean. Doesn't surprise me.
Unscrew that bar. Take him off the hinges.
Daddy, what? I have a question. Do you still have a hole in your tongue where you got...
No.
Oh, it's sealed over. It does heal quickly.
Oh, it seals over straight away. You take a tongue ring out for like 2 days, it's back to normal. That's what I mean. How far can the tongue go? The tongue can repair itself. If there's anything you want to injure, it's probably the tongue. Well, maybe I'm wrong. What do I know? I've never injured my tongue. 133-53, tongue injuries. Most of the time, if you get the tongues even there. Apart from now we're all collectively aware that we've got a tongue in our mouth. Katrina in Nunawading. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, positive signs so far. I've heard old wives' tales that people can't speak if they've lost their tongue. So it's obviously healed at some point. What happened to your tongue?
Yeah. I still have it. I was like a teenager, so between 13 to 15 and... stupid.
Sure.
I was at home by myself and I just, like, for fun, putting ice cubes in a drink, decided that I would use my tongue to put them in the cup, which was dumb, obviously. And it stuck to the end of my tongue and I didn't think to run it under water. Mm. I just yanked it and ripped it off my tongue and ripped off the rest of my, like, front of my tongue onto the ice cube and then got out of my eyes, which was gross.
Katrina's naive teenage tongue.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not as dumb as it sounds, because like playing with ice in your mouth is quite fun. Like, we've all experienced that, but it can be very hit and miss with those ice cubes. You get a nice wet ice cube, good fun. Play it around. Swash it around. Play ice lotto in your mouth. See what cube comes out first in the Powerball. But you get a dry ice cube, all of a sudden it's a different story.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Well, that's why I was surprised about this doctor's suggestion as well. For this tongue injury, his only suggestion was ice and Panadol. Well, not if you get a dry ice cube. Then all of a sudden you got a double burn. All of a sudden you're under the kettle water under it. Burn. You're just trapped in this tongue vortex of injuries. Dean in Sydney, tongue injury?
Yes, mate.
Oh, what happened?
When I was about 2 or 3, a mini Evel Knievel. Yeah. Remember them little plastic trikes, the blue, red and yellow little plastic trikes?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I was riding down the back ramp and off the back porch, and I high-sided it and hit a brick, and I put my two little front teeth straight through my tongue.
Oh, no. Dean's naive little toddler tongue.
And then I still have a flap that grows backwards in my tongue, so it's like a backwards tongue on my tongue.
Yeah, well, your tongue's still developing at a young age, isn't it? And then...
Yeah,
well, wow. And I think that was the Leona Lewis song. It heals eventually, but it takes a while. Thanks, Dean. Thanks for your bravery. Blaine in Penrith, hello.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you. You injured your tongue once upon a time?
Yeah, I think I was about 10 years old. I used to do judo, and I got sort of an overhead flip, and my side tooth went straight through my tongue and put a nice little hole straight through it.
Oh, no. Blaine's naive 10-year-old tongue.
Yeah, it wasn't good. There was blood all over the mat after that.
Oh, God. Did it heal?
It did after a while. We couldn't eat anything bloody salty.
That's the thing. One bad move with that tongue, and all of a sudden, it really would screw with you for us. It's not like, I guess, an arm, as much as an arm break would be annoying. The tongue, it's just so frequent in our lives. You just got no idea until you injure it.
I know, especially now I'm an adult. I don't know what I'd do without it.
What would I do without my tongue, especially on a Saturday night? Easy there,
that
boys.
Bit.
Dave in Pakenham, hello.
Hey, mate.
Injure your tongue?
Yeah, look, I was jamming chips in, fish and chips one night, and I'm a pretty vicious eater. I'll chuck in as much as I can chew.
Sure.
And I've done this more than once. So I bit my tongue, and this time half of it was hanging off. I had to go to the hospital for stitches.
Yeah, a lot of Leona Lewis's jams are about tongue injuries, actually. They'll have no fury like a woman scorned, or Dave eating fish and chips. Unfortunately, a word of warning to all the kiddies out there tonight. Just take your time. Chew your food, not your tongue. Lips over teeth. Go on. Daddy Likey. Triple M.